So mythology informs reality. Reality are those mythologies that we don't quite see through yet. That's why it's so easy to be an anthropologist. I have gone to villages in the Amazon, and within 10 minutes, you get an understanding of the dynamics of that village. You see where the big important houses are. You see where the shaman lives, generally at the edge of the forest. You see the layout. You look at the mythology in the weavings and in the ceramics and the ponchos that people wear. So very, very quickly you get a sense of the, when you come into a foreign culture, you're not swimming in the same ocean that they are or in the same fishbowl, and it becomes evident to you. I remember being in LA one time, in Los Angeles where I live, and I was waiting, we were waiting to be seated. And I hear these two men and a woman speaking Spanish from South America. And it seemed like Spanish varies similar to English. There are many, many different accents. And I hear the Spanish that sounds Chilean or Argentinian. And I go up to them at the bar and I say, "Hi, who are you guys?" He says, "We're anthropologists." And I asked him, "What are you doing here?" He says, "We're studying how people can live in Los Angeles." And I said, "What are you studying in particular?" And they said, "We're studying road rage." Now, road rage is an art form. It's an absolute art form. I was driving with a friend of mine who's a healer, and he had a call on his cell phone and said to me, "Excuse me, I've got a client who's in crisis. She's going in for surgery. I've got to do some work on her." And we're driving in LA. We're stuck in traffic. And he's got taking her through this beautiful, beautiful meditation through the chakras. And somebody's right on his tailgate. And he's got his hand out the window, flipping the guy off and guiding this person through this guided meditation, putting and looking into the rear view mirror and going, "Breathe deep, stay with it. Imagine the white light going to everyone." And flipping them. And I'm going, this is extraordinary. This is dual processing. I mean, I would...
Multitasking.
So it's truly an art form. And I get caught up in it at times as well. The other day I was in a big intersection, the 6-lane street, Wilshire Boulevard, crossing Century Boulevard. And I'm waiting to make a left-hand turn. There's a lot of traffic coming. There's a fellow in a big Mercedes behind me, round, angelic face, but beet red, angry, hitting the horn because I wasn't turning fast enough. And I was on my cell phone trying to get into the stream of traffic. And in LA, you've got to, like in New York, you know what driving is like. So I'm looking at him and I'm seeing him get redder and redder, and I'm fascinated by this. And I don't notice that the light changes and he's still honking at me. And I'm just wondering if this guy is going to burst. Finally, I make my turn and he's stuck in the intersection with, yeah. So they were studying road rage, and it's a phenomenon. It's an amazing phenomenon. But it's easy to be an anthropologist because it's when you step out of your own fishbowl, you can see clearly everything that happens around you. It's like when you go and visit a couple that's having marital problems. You walk in and you know exactly what's wrong with their relationship. It's a good idea not to mention anything, but but then you go back home and you're mired in your own and you've got no idea how to fix it. So it's always easy to, when we're stepping outside of our own mythical context, our own reality structures. But our mythology predisposes us to a hostile relationship with the feminine, if you would. To one that has kept the feminine disempowered, victimized, relegated to the minor and insignificant tasks of childbearing, child rearing, gathering food for the family, looking after the welfare of the community and the well-being of all the children and the adults. So it's a mythology that precludes us from really steeping ourselves and stepping into the medicine way. And that is essential that we break free from. So that we learn in our mythology, for example, that spirit does not inhabit matter, that matter is devoid of spirit, that this table here is physical matter. But we know that this is not spirit. We know that spirit is different from matter. And then if we go back to the roots of the word matter, remember your Latin? Where does matter come from? Mater, mother, that the ways of the mother are not the ways of spirit. And I was raised a Catholic, very Catholic Latin family, and I learned to pray early in life, a prayer that many of you, I'm sure, also know, which is the prayer that goes, Our Father, who are not here, who art somewhere else, thank you for giving me my name. And so it's not a surprise that we have live in a culture of absentee fathers, where the masculine is absent from the family.